Morena e te whānau, nau mai hoki mai. Welcome to the Māori Millionaire Podcast. If you're new here, I am Te Kahukura. I am a six-figure business owner and I'm on a mission to share with you how you too can increase your income without working longer hours. As always, the podcast disclaimer is available in the description below. And if you've been here before, you'll know I don't like to muck around, so let's just dive into today's content. Today has been an amazing week. I'm overflowing because I love the mahi that I get to do, and I'm just so excited by it. I've been launching new things. My book has finally been announced to everyone, and I'm literally living the dream, which is just so cool from where I've been in my journey and some of the different things that I've navigated. I was like driving actually so many times throughout this week. I've just been reflecting a lot. I'm like, wow, how much my life has changed. And it didn't happen by accident. You know, the life that I've built was very intentional. And if there's one thing that I wish I knew, it was what I'm about to tell you all today. Because in today's podcast episode, I'm going to share with you a mistake that I made that I really wish that I didn't. And I'm just sharing this with you all so that you guys don't have to go through what I went through, which is like the whole purpose of this podcast is to share my learnings, share my experience, share my expertise with you all so that you can all achieve more. You can, you know, collapse time. You can learn from my mistakes. So I just don't want anyone to make the same mistake as I did. Now, for a bit of context, growing up, I was always the most independent girl. I've been cooking my own meals, doing my own washing since I was literally like 5. Like, I hated asking for help. I always thought that this meant that I couldn't do things by myself. And this really messed with me. There's just so much, you know, underneath this that I'm not going to dive into, but like I just could never ask for help. And this pattern continued for a very long time. When I first moved out of home, I literally had no money. If you've been here before, you'll know a bit of my story. My student allowance had delays, and despite having some really good work experience, I just couldn't find a job. I had two options, which was to have to leave my hall or ask people for help. And this was one of the hardest decisions I had ever made. I was so embarrassed, so fuckama, so ashamed I had gotten myself into this situation. But I eventually decided to ask my whānau for help. And when I did this, you know, my whānau's not rich, but almost every single person in my whānau sent me what they could. And I was able to pay my rent. And then after that, I was able to get a job. I got my student allowance and just everything just kind of like fell into place after that. And so I was able to pay my rent. I was able to stay there. And like literally still to this day, so grateful for the support that my whānau have given me over the years, like all my whole life. But you know, it was here that I had my epiphany, and I've talked about this before, that I was like, wow, like you really just have to get your shit together. You really, really do. And I decided here that I wanted to like be someone who could help other people. And I was at law school, and this just like really motivated me. And I was like, I just really want to be a lawyer so I can help people. I can change lives. I can just change the world. But what I also learned was the power that was in being able to ask for help. This was a big power move. And when you admit that you need support and in order to go where you want to go, you put yourself in a state of receivership. Because when you can't ask for help, your heart is closed. And when your heart is closed, you can't receive anything. You know, and I kind of liken this to when you've been betrayed or when you've been hurt, like in a relationship, and then the next one you go into, it's really hard to trust the person because you're scared of getting hurt, right? It's exactly the same. It's like you have to open your heart up if you want to be able to receive magic, if you want to be able to receive miracles. an open heart can receive so much, but you have to be able to ask for that. You know, you can't just expect it to come. And ultimately, I had learned that, but it hadn't quite kind of settled in for me. And when I was in business, when I started my business, when I was growing my business, this pattern still stayed there. I thought that I could do everything by myself. I would tell myself I didn't need a mentor because why pay for someone when I can just watch YouTube videos? I would literally spend all of my money on instant gratification. So it wasn't as if I was like, you know, hard up at that point. But, you know, I would actually just spend my money on instant gratification so that I could be distracted from the fact that I actually wasn't achieving my goals. And some of those goals were the freedom to work for myself, to do mahi that truly fills my cup, the income to support the life I want to live, like the ability to choose, to have whānau time without having to ask for time off work, the ability to just like leave my mark on this world and create huge impact. And those are all things I've achieved now, which is so cool. But my inability to seek support combined with my scarcity mindset just left me stuck in the same cycles far longer than I needed to be. I would launch new products in my business and I'd make next to nothing. One time I literally even paid someone to edit and record a course for me and I made less launching it than I did paying him. Like, that was funny. I would work alongside running my business because I wasn't confident or I wasn't bringing in enough pūtea. And this just left me in a constant state of burnout. I was managing life, business, a job, whānau commitments, everything. Like so many of you listening in today are. You know, it's overwhelming. But that was because I couldn't ask for help and I couldn't, you know, make some sacrifices when it came to my money to actually get support. I often sat there wondering why I would, like, if I would ever be able to succeed or if I was just completely delusional. I just desperately really wanted a solution, and it was here, it was kind of like my next epiphany was like, girl, you just need to actually just take a leap. And I took that leap. I took a huge leap of faith, which was my best power move to date. And no, maybe not my best, but like a really good one. And I invested in my first mindset and business coach. Now, I worked with her and I learned a strategy that actually worked. I ended up making 55K, launching a program. I made a 10x return on my investment with her in literally 2 weeks. I, like working with her, I mastered my mindset so that I could expand my capacity to be more, not do more. I started actually showing up for myself. So I quit smoking. I stopped binge eating. I went and still do move my body every single day. Like I just, the commitment is real. Like when, literally when I'm navigating the like gnarliest of things, when I've got whānau stuff going on, when I've just got the craziest of things happening, like I'm still committed, which is insane from who I used to be. Like I don't know the last, I got really sick and I was in the hospital actually. That was the last time I didn't exercise for one day. But literally as soon as I was better, I was back up and going. Like and I'm not saying exercise is the only way to like, you know, show up for yourself, but I've been doing it all. Like I changed. It was like a switch just switched and I was like, I'm someone who looks after myself. I stopped blaming my environment or anything else. Like I literally just took so much responsibility for everything in my life and I was like, the only person who's going to change this is me. And through this process I was able to help so many people because my offers were no longer limited. So back when I first started my business, I did a lot of workshops, I did a lot of like public speaking, and I still do those now, but there was always a limit to how many people I could help. It was like limited to who was in that room, who, you know, if I could be there or not, because sometimes, you know, there were two different organizations wanting me to speak at their events on the same day, and I couldn't do that. You know, one in Auckland, one in Wellington. And so I was able to create products that meant that my impact was no longer limited, it was completely uncapped, which also meant that my income is also now uncapped. So where I went from just doing workshops where you get paid for one thing, you know, I could actually do this for hundreds of people. You know, it wasn't it wasn't kept anymore. And this experience completely changed my financial position in my business, my mindset, and I'll just literally never be the same for it. But that all came from asking for help and making a sacrifice when it came to my money. I made this energetic transaction, and that's what you do when you invest in yourself. You're like, I'm going to give something up in order for me to get something. A lot of people, I get this a lot of people message me and they say, hey, like, I'm just like really interested in like what you're doing, but like I don't have any money, and I just can't do it. And I'm just like, I love that. Like, I know where you are because I've been there before. But the other side of it too is like, where is your effort? You know, like, you're asking me to put effort and time into you, but you're not able to do that on the other end. And I know when you don't have resources, you just want to do something, but it's like, find a way. You know, what can you sell? What can you do in your life to be able to bring in some money so that you can actually invest in yourself? And I'm literally speaking from experience, where I used to literally have no money, and I used to think about mentors and like, oh, if only they would just do it for free. And it's like, that's not how it works. You have to be able to give something up in order to get something. There's no such thing as something for nothing. Like, a lot of people talk about, this is a controversial one, about capitalism and how it's not good because there's all these people who are greedy, quote unquote greedy, and just making lots of money. And it's like, you can't make money unless you're making impact. Like, if you think about any of the most successful business owners, they have helped thousands, millions. They have like created a solution for a problem. Like, if you think about people in the tech space that are making bank, they've literally created solutions to problems that people have been struggling with for years. And as a result of that, they get to make money. It's like, you cannot get something by not doing anything. You have to do something. You have to actually give something up. You have to actually just like, oh, there's just, I can't say it enough, but like, there's no such thing as something for nothing. And a lot of like my podcast and just this journey, it's like, I feel like I'm talking to the old version of me, and I wish I could just like shake her and like, come on, like, do something, be someone, give something, share, you know, like, money isn't just going to fall out of the sky for you. You have to actually do something. And yeah, essentially everything that I'm talking about is all about self-development, and that's what business is. It's like self-development on steroids. And this is one of the key kaupapa that we actually talk about in my brand new mastermind, which is called Power Moves the Mastermind. I'm literally so excited for this, honestly. But Power Moves the Mastermind is where you're going to get more than just help. Power Moves the Mastermind is for the women who are ready to experience freedom in their business through automated systems so that you can get back to living your life, just like I have in my business. It's for wahine who want to grow their businesses, who want to increase their income and reduce their hours. It's about being more, not doing more. My mastermind is a very intensive 6 to 12 month journey full of all of the support that you'll need in order to have the same experience I did. I am able to impact more people, increase my income, and I've mastered my mindset. Now, you're listening to this podcast, you're probably already doing incredible mahi. This mastermind is designed to push you further, to challenge you and expand your capacity to hold more abundance, sales, customers, clients. And as I said, this is for an intimate group of wahine only. There are only 8 spots available for this. 8 spots. Now, included in this is a minimum of 4 monthly hot seat coaching calls with me. So 2 of these will be inside Brown Business Besties, and 2 of these will be exclusive for the mastermind. This is where you're going to get direct access to me, to the exact launch strategies I've used, the social media strategies that actually convert, how to increase your sales, release energetic blocks causing your low results, the mindset support you need. Business is a holistic journey, which is why the space is open for you to ask the questions where you really need support. Like, nothing is off limits. Like, I had a wahine come forward in Brown Business Besties, I think it was yesterday we had a call, and she was just navigating a lot of like emotional stuff, and I was able to just really support her through that, because you can't focus on your business when you've got all of this, you know, stuff, like your head is just so full with everything. And it's like, this is the power of mentorship, is you get to learn about the things that I do when I'm navigating those things. Like, I'm still a human, right? I still have feelings, I still have emotions, and I'm still able to navigate those so that I can still succeed in business, right? On top of the hot seat coaching calls with me, you also get 4 days every week of voice note coaching. So this is where you'll get feedback for your sales pages, your launch strategies, the opportunity to ask questions, get support around different things you're navigating. This is literally like same day support for whatever you want. This is huge. This means that you get to like bring forward whatever you're navigating, have an answer by the end of the day. And you're just going to be like collapsing time, because you're not going to be sitting here like going, oh, I wonder if I should do this, or I wonder if I should do this. Like, you can have an idea, bring it forward, and I'm able to just like workshop that with you. Like, you could be like, and this is the beauty of business, is like, you can have this intuitive idea, and then you bring it into your coaching space, and you get to hear my perspective on it. And then I'm just like, boom, 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 hold you accountable. Like, let's go. That's what this mastermind is all about. The other really cool thing is that you get an onboarding call with me. So this is one-on-one time where we can strategize your next 6 to 12 months working in close proximity to me. So we can do a bit of a business audit, mindset audit, and then we can just like create a plan for like this next 6 to 12 months working together. Now, we start on April the 1st, but if you join today, you're also going to get bonus access to Brown Business Besties until we start. So that means that you're going to be able to just like get a head start on everything that we're going to be going over. Now, I do not see these 8 spots lasting very long, so it's very important, if you want to snap up your spot, then you need to apply via the link in the description. It is an application form, but if you go through, you can apply and you can see the rest of the details down there. Otherwise, it has been so, so amazing with you all today. I freaking love recording podcast episodes. It's so fun. I feel like I'm just having a little yak. But yeah, I just wanted to kind of share this all with you, because this is huge. Being able to ask for help, being able to get support, being able to put yourself in a state of receivership, you will not be the same. And like, this is how I was able to grow my business, how I was able to grow my brand, how I was able to reduce the amount of hours I was working in my business. It was by putting myself in that state of receivership. So I know this podcast episode helped. I'm not going to say I hope it did. I know it did. I hope you all have the most incredible rest of your day. I will see you all in our next podcast episode. If you have any questions at all about our mastermind, feel free to send me a message over on Instagram, or even just message me power and I can actually send you a DM, send you some information about it. Otherwise, I hope you have the most incredible day, and I will chat to you all next week. Ka kite.